last week's Parsha Baha, we learn about the Loch of Yofel. And during the Yovel year, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Bezin would blow shofar, and with that, cross from draw ba'aretz, with the phrase that you proclaim liberty throughout the land, which is inscribed on the Liberty Bell, relates to Yovel because the shofar was blown and it frees the slaves, the Avodim. And it's interesting to note that the word shofar, that we know that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, which we blow shofar every year, it doesn't say shofar in the Torah. It just says Yom Truy Elechem. But during the Yovel, it mentions the shofar, Taviv Shofar B'chol Artzachem. And we learn from Yovel that the shofar is blown also on Rosh Hashanah. And it seems a little strange. After all, shofar Rosh Hashanah is every year. Yovel is only once in 50 years. One would have thought the Torah should write the word shofar in the midst of blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah, which is annual, and learn from shofar Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, which is once every 50 years. But the reason I think is this, based on something which I heard from the Rav, and I'd like to expand on that. The Rav said, if you look in the Lashon HaRambam, there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah and that on Yovel. On Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of shofar is not to blow the shofar, but the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. And therefore the Rambam says that the bracha should be, contrary to what others previously had the bracha, not l'skoa b'shofar, but l'shmoa kol shofar, because the mitzvah is the shmir. And therefore the Rambam paskins that if a person steals a shofar and he blows it, he's yotze, it's not considered mitzvah ababi aveira. Says the Rambam that the chefza shel mitzvah by shofar is the kol. The ein b'kol din gezel. And the kol itself is something that cannot be stolen. And therefore the Rambam says the mitzvah is shmir, and one person can hear from another person, and be yotze, the Chaim said it's based on Shemaya Ka'ona. And this is something which the Rambam emphasizes also in his tshuvas, that Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is shmir. However, if we look at the Lashon HaRambam as relates to shofar on Yovel, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is not shmir, but l'skoa, the shofar, to blow the shofar. As the Rambam says in Perek Yud from Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, mitzvahs ase l'skoa b'shofar b'shivah l'tishrei b'shnas ha'yovel, u'mitzvahs hu mesu l'bezdan tchila, v'kol yochid v'yochid chayu l'skoa, shenema v'taviv v'shofar, v'tokim b'shofar teisha k'derach shetokim b'Rosh Hashanah, u'maviv v'shofar b'chol gvul yisrael. So the Rav, you see that the Ram emphasizes, the Rav pointed out, that the mitzvah is l'skoa, and this mitzvah on Bezdin to blow. And therefore it could be halach l'maisa, if a person stole the shofar to blow on Yovel, he would not be yotze, because there the mitzvah is not shmir, and therefore the chefetz of mitzvah is not the kol, but the shofar, and therefore it would be a mitzvah babi avera. And the Rav explained further that that's what the Ram means, ma'vim shofar b'chol gvul yisrael, because everybody has to blow for themselves, because since the mitzvah is not the shmir but the tkiya, there's no shmeya ka'ona, it's a mitzvah shebigufo to blow. And it could be also, since the shofar plays a role in b'mekadosh the shnas hayovel and freeing the avodim, so there it's not the shmir, it's the ma'aseh tkiya that's required. And therefore in the Torah, when it speaks about shofar, it's the chefta shel mitzvah is shofar is mentioned by Yovel, not by Rosh Hashanah, because by Rosh Hashanah the chefetz shemitz is the kol yom truah, it's the truah, but on Yovel it's the shofar. So therefore, it says v'hevarta shofar truah, and also taviru shofar b'chol artzachem, because there by Yovel, the Chefter Shel Mitzvah is the shofar. It's the Mitzvah's Kiyah.